take your calls. Then I've got all this other news, but so powerful and important I'm going to be hitting. Please stay with us. Ladies and gentlemen, the globalists that hate humanity want Russia and America to hate each other. This is so good what Trump's doing. It's been a wrestling battle. It's been hell, but we're so close, and now we're entering the prime moment of danger. And I'll just say, what can we all do? We need to pray morning, noon, and night for world peace, our enemies to be exposed, and for everybody to get fully politically motivated to back President Trump for this alone. We can talk about things he doesn't do that are perfect and all the rest of it. He's got a job that's basically impossible. But in the main actions, this is a godsend. Let's go to Jonathan in New York. We'll go to George and Charlie. Jonathan, you're on the air with Victor Boot. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex? How's it going, Victor Boot? It's a pleasure and an honor to speak with both of you. I'd like to start off by saying in front of the hundreds of millions of people that will be listening to this that I stand firmly with Russia in a fight against the George Soros globalist regime. The world needs to hear that. And I thank you for letting me say that.
Well, let's not exaggerate. There'll probably be 50 million people see it, but still, it's important.
Absolutely. No. By the end of the week, we know what it'll be. But I'd like to say that with NATO's failure in the Ukraine and ever-increasing volatility and aggression, it seems that they're in a panic mode, keeping false flags and further aggression in mind. I'm sure NATO's next targets are in place. How concerned is Russia and should we be with the shared border with Finland, one of the most militarized of all NATO nations? They share about 1,400 kilometers of a border.
More concerned about them launching drones they put across the border like spider web, but don't attack the big bears. Instead, they launch an attack claiming Russia did it. They've already pre-programmed that. Thanks for the call. Great points. This is a short segment. We got a 1 minute break joining stations. But Victor, you've been warning of false flags on nuclear reactors. They've already done that. Clearly, the way these drones have hit Poland and other places, false flags written all over this.
Correct, especially what he mentioned. Yes, we literally has one of the biggest border with Finland. And Finland, after World War II, when they've been on the side of the Germany, actually the Finnish force has been responsible for huge atrocities. They've been running very vicious concentration camp, where they segregated, because we in Russia also has ethnicity who speaking very close language to them, which is called Karels. So they tried to join that part, you know, to Finland. And what they did, they round up all Russian population there, put them in concentration camp and really starved them to death. And now after that, you know, okay, Poland, when he saw Finland, when they see, you know, Germany losing, so they stop the war, they sign the peace treaty with Russia, and, you know, the Russian and Soviet Union decided, okay, leave them alone. So they've been staying neutral, being a good border. Border was not reinforced at all, and many people, especially those who live in St. Petersburg, had their, you know, dachas, their property in Finland, because it's literally, you know, couple hours on the high-speed train or, you know, couple hours on your car and you're going there enjoying. There was a weekend trips to Finland, Finnish we used to come to there. And we thought that we are two, you know, neighbors. So we have a very good friendship. It was, open borders. Everybody can travel. But then apparently they decided to join NATO. And guess what? They start building, again, defenses on the border. They're trying to prepare to the war. But guess what? Finland is what? Totally 5 million people. All their prosperity was, you know, accumulated because they've been trading with the Soviet Union and then with Russia. We had many Finnish companies who did a lot of good business in Russia. And now they decided, because globalists told them, go and kill yourself. Prepare yourself to be...
Absolutely.
You know,
they're trying to get Romania to kamikaze Russia as well. Back in 60 seconds. So my fellow InfoWarriors, you have until this Sunday, December 14th, 2025 at midnight to get 40% off site-wide. That means all the incredible supplements, methylene red, back in stock, bovine colostrum, ultramethylene blue, the Irish sea moss, the Shilajit, ultimate life force spike protein detox. It's all in stock right now, and it funds the tip of the spear. These are incredible products. Do your Christmas shopping at thealexjonesstore.com. Enrich your health, your vitality, your life. They make great gifts, and it gives the gift to all of us of keeping this operation on the air in the face of the globalists. And 40% off is a huge deal with the t-shirts, the ball caps, the hoodies, the sweaters, all the apparel, because there's only about 60% markup in the apparel. So that is one hell of a deal. Please do your Christmas shopping right now at thealexjonesstore.com and be the reason we stay on the air. Thank you for being the heart of this operation. Thank you for your support. You have till this Sunday, site-wide, 40% off.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, final segment with Victor Boo. Got one more caller. We're going to take George in Connecticut on EU domination. But just any other key points. Powerful last hour. All of it's true. People say, oh, Trump sides with Russia. No, it's siding with reality. Zelensky arrogantly, I won't even read the peace deal. Any other key points you have before we take this final call? And what are the possible outcomes here as Trump says he's going to pull all funding? He's already pulled most of it, maybe even leaving NATO. What are they going to do then if Trump calls their bluff and doesn't support all this?
Well, then, you know, it will be very quickly over, because without United States, there is no single attack possible, because they're relying on the Starlink for all the communication in Ukrainian army. They're relying to all intelligence from the American, military satellites. They're relying on American supplies for every critical system they use. So Europe and them are not, Europe are not having money, first of all, to finance it. Their budgets are all, you know, has a huge holes from the corruption and this, you know, anti-Russian fear, because they used this as a cover to steal more money from their, you know, own people. You know, so we will see. It will naturally ends up that the European, people, the, German, French, British, especially English, they're supposed to count their government accountable. What heck you've been telling us all this time? It's untrue. And where is all money? Why we are living now in these filthy places? Why we cannot even have enough proper food? Why we cannot get safety? Why we have to pay exorbitant prices?
And they think a war with speaking? Russia will unify people when all the numbers show the opposite. So let me ask you this. If the EU, if Trump shuts this down, and the war is forced to be ended, and NATO expansion stops, and this huge new business deal with Russia, and Trump's already gotten all the stands to sign on, so it blocks China and their Belt and Road. I mean, this is a great move for Russia and the United States and everybody else. What does Europe do with a 1.4 birth rate for two parents? What do they do when they have the highest debt of anybody? I mean, because Europe's right. The Van der Leyen's right that they're done if they don't defeat Russia and steal its resources, but that'll never happen. So they're just stalling while they steal money. But what happens to the EU? I think you have to get rid of the EU, as Elon Musk and Trump have said. It's an unelected thing. How does Europe come out of this? How do we offer the European people a plan that could, because they're the intermediary with the US and Russia, they could take part in all this, couldn't they?
Well, look, they need, first of all, to face the reality, to face the music for all what they did, first of all, to their own people. And they need to answer the question for their own, you know, taxpayers, to their own voters. So all these political leaders who've been ruling, you know, Europe for past, you know, what, 20, 30 years, you know, finally become gone to the history, become a criminals who would be definitely prosecuted for the crimes they committed against their own respective nations. So then, you know, they need just to understand they have to live accordingly their means, or they are part of the, you know, other countries who are trying to develop something, produce something. They cannot exist like, you know, the parasites, only stealing and using somebody else's resources and money and blood. That's what's happened. This is how Europe accumulated its wealth. This is where the colonial, you know, countries originated. This is where they steal all over the world, bring it into Europe, you know, build the huge, you know, so-called cultural, you know, marvels, or you know, these huge museums, and have that, you know, famous lavish life. And even, you know, who helped them rebuild after World War II, Western Europe, or in fact, Eastern Europe was the Soviet Union.
And by the way, you talk about this, but it's true. You're not a leftist colonialism attack. It's true. Russia, the biggest country in the world, the most resources, has never needed to expand because you have the problem of even trying to organize all you've got. Whereas Europe, on its own people and the world, has always been parasitic. And then now it says we're going to get Russia. That'll be our next host. They're so jealous of that. It's just wild to watch their arrogance and their belief that everything belongs to them. And then they undermine their own countries, cutting off energy, bringing in third world foreigners, because they're just attacking everything. Russia's sovereign and strong, attack it. America's sovereign and strong, attack it. The Christians are strong, attack them. It's just a bizarre instinct to not really be aristocratic, where you're smart, you're in charge, you're building up society. They're literally at war with any form of success. It's disgusting.
It's more than disgusting. Look, why did Trump, the first thing he did when he, you know, reelected again in the second term, first of all, he canceled all this LGBT and, you know, transgender, you know, agenda. First of all, what he did, we need a normal family. We need, you know, men and women. We don't need a parent one, parent two. That's over. What's happening now in Europe? They're keeping this on steroids. You know, the LGBT is flourishing there. You know, their military is sworn by the oldest, you know, representative, including, you know, transgender people. So this is a scum of humanity. This is a core of globalists. And unfortunately, you know, Europeans, normal Europeans who are thinking like you and me, who hate, who sick and tired to be under this tyranny, because now in Europe, there is no freedom of speech. You can't.
I was about to say, they claim Russia arrests people when it's a foreign NGO run by the CIA, or, yeah, they kick them out. But I've looked at it. They're not doing that. So, but in Europe, tens of thousands of arrests a year per country. I saw the letters. They arrested the guy. He lost his job, an engineer. He sent a letter to MERS saying, you are incompetent. They put him in jail, and he lost his job for saying, you're incompetent. You can't even write a letter, an email saying you're incompetent. I mean, that is tyranny.
It's a tyranny. There is no freedom of speech.
If you send an email to Putin saying you're incompetent, do you go to prison in Russia?
No, definitely not. The Russia, for matter of fact, right now, may be most vibrant in the freedom of speech, you know, country where you can raise any problem. You need to be respective. You shouldn't insult nobody. You shouldn't call any names. But if you have a concern, you can raise it, and everybody going to listen to you. If you have an argument, a proper facts, they're going to say, yes, you're right. We need to fix it.
Wow, let's take two final calls. We'll let you get out of here, Victor. Amazing interview. George in Connecticut, you're on the air with Victor Boot. You want to talk about EU domination, paranoid of U.S. and Russia? Well, of course, because they don't have any cards unless they suck off of us. Go ahead, George.
Hi, Victor. I wanted to let you know that this ask a question for you to elaborate, but this really started in the 1880s and 1890s when they English noble basically had the plan that Russia and Germany would never be able to be united, otherwise the English aristocracy and all the other aristocracies would fall apart. Because,
well, that's right. They wrote thousands of articles, just interrupt the British news, because they weren't obsessed with America. They weren't as powerful. It was the German problem, and the British Empire was obsessed in front-page articles about if Germany and Russia got together, and notice how they got them into a fight. So, yeah, finish your point. Sorry, I just want to back you up. You're right.
So now they flood all our nations with these illegals and stuff, so we're concerned with that. Rather than having a North American alliance between the United States, the real Europe, not this phony Europe, European Union, and Russia, and prosperity, it would be an engine to be make prosperity for the entire planet.
Golden Age!
Don't you think, Victor?
Victor, he's talking about a golden age and how they tried to split, the British Empire tried to split Germany off from Russia in the last 200 years.
Of course, because look, the British always played this role. Their main target was never let any other countries unite and become stronger. Whether, and the 120 years, 120, maybe 150 years ago, Germany started catching up on the science, on the industrial invention of the engineering schools. So this was natural that the German company come and start opening their also, branches in Russia, which, and Russia was very quickly industrializing before the revolution. And they decided, well, how are we going to stop? Okay, we're going to bring a communist plot and, overthrow the regime of the Tsar, Nicholas II, create the Bolshevik Revolution, and then force them to go and fight. Actually, this revolution came as a result of the war, but we know the history of the World War I, who really, orchestrated and how it started.
British
So this
intelligence.
is, yeah, correct. So this is where this is was all long planned. But right now, I guess situation completely, turn up. I don't know if any more Germany left, or there is, if it goes like that for next, generation, maybe we will hardly will find, any real German. All population would be replaced with the, name it, all the immigrants from Middle East, from Africa, from, God knows where, maybe Ukrainians will
Well,
settle
that's right. And
there.
we're all proud of
Something
Russia getting out from under the globalists partially and getting back on its feet. We want to do the same thing. We want Germany, when everybody, this is all our shared fight against the globalists. Great point. Thank you, George.
right.
Final caller, Travis in Nebraska. You're on the air with Victor Boot. Go ahead, Travis.
Yes, thank you. My question is, do you think during that time when Trump was making trade deals with the EU that he may have privately agreed to actually support the EU's war against Russia and support Ukraine? And I say that because, I mean, it seems like since those trade deals were made, he did a lot of actions that were really anti-Russian, like moving the nuclear submarines, attacking Venezuela, an ally. And, he's always just offered this rhetoric that seems to be pandering, maybe almost even, I'd say, to his base, whom he knows doesn't like Zelensky. But his actions, I mean, especially since making these trade deals, seem really ramped up and pro-World War III, in my mind.
Well, I
What are
think it's
your
part of the
thoughts on
deal,
that?
and I'm not defending Trump overall, but I mean, you see what he's doing now, and we'll see in the end. But I see it as art of the deal, putting pressure on both sides. I mean, regardless, they won't make any concessions. They want total war. Trump doesn't want that. He wants the business deals with Russia. Travis takes the call. Victor Boot, final comment on what he just said.
Look, first of all, let's analyze. So Europe now broke. If, Feds will stop, backing up the euro, this currency will worth nothing very quickly. Second, since they, close their oil production, what kind of the trade deal you can do? And look what they're doing to the imports of Americans' goods or American, companies. Just recently, they put, oh, we need to moderate what kind of the news going on the what X or whatever. They put this judgment against, I guess, from the
Yeah,
Musk
they're
telling you
literally
need
trying
to
to
pay.
control our free speech.
Correct, correct.
Imagine if
So,
the
so this is.
Russians were. We have the EU commissioner saying we're going to censor Americans. Imagine if the Russians were saying we're going to censor us. Like, why do we put up with this?
Correct. This is exactly. I mean, of course, the sovereignty is a priority for every nation, but it must be, first of all, what the reason for Trump to make a deal with Europe? Yes, he trying to make a deal with Europe, but if Europe don't want to make a deal with you, they just want to sabotage you, kill you, if not kill you, poison you, and grab what you have. What are you going to do with this? We're talking about the elites. It's basically, again, Europe now is synonymous of the globalists, synonymous of the enemies of entire humanity.
Victor Boot, thank you so much. Oh, boom. U.S. seizes oil tanker off Venezuela. So things are escalating there. Thank you for your time. You're saying
Thank
soon you're
you.
going to have a website?
Correct, yeah, and I'm gonna send you whenever we have a website, and maybe we'll be in the X platform, so and I'll be able to share our opinion and take from Russian position.
Well, whatever happens to InfoWars, we're in the middle of the fight. It goes on forever, but we'll have a bigger network here or there. I want to go 24 hours a day live. So I want to talk to you about once all that happens, we should at least have an hour a day with the Russian perspective. We want to have everybody's perspective. So, Victor Boot, I am very, very blessed to talk to you. Have a great Christmas, and thank you for the time. And we're getting closer to not killing each other in nuclear war, so that's exciting. Thank you so much.
Okay, great Christmas and a happy new year.
Thank you, sir. All right, that was a powerful hour and 20-minute interview. Now, I mentioned a lot of stuff I didn't get to, so I want to get to it now. There's a question bigger than everything else out there. And that is, why do hard times make strong men? And why do strong men make good times? And why do good times make weak men who make bad times? And I know we all understand this, but it's really in the final equation, the answer. We have to get the answer to that. We have to end this cycle. And that's going to take people committing. And a lot of people think being politically involved or culturally informed is like a job. It's, you're designed to do it, folks, okay? You're not supposed to just go to movies and go play pool and drink and party all day long. Those people are all miserable. You're supposed to fight, which is what the biology shows. In the worst times in history and culture, we have more children than ever. Then we innovate. When stuff gets good, we fall apart. So I got two Elon Musk clips here. We'll dig these up because I didn't tell the crew where I was going right now. Elon Musk, in this short clip, talks about the weird paradox that every culture under attack that had already been great before, you know, some that are weak and destroyed, but ones that had already been successful, under attack, they hit their greatest heights. And then Elon is asked about, does he believe in God? And he said, yeah, I believe in the creator. I believe in the creator. You can get whatever name you want, but yeah, this was created. There's nobody at the heights of power that thinks all this life and all this order just came out of the middle of nowhere. And then I want to go to a clip of this fella, because I agree with what he says. EU slaps X with $140 million fine over blue checks and ad transparency. And this is going to backfire big time if Trump goes the right direction. I totally agree. I have to hit that clip next segment. But let's go ahead and go to these Elon Musk clips back to back, because this is the big debate we should be having. Here it is.
What ended most civilizations was a low birth rate. An extended period of prosperity seems to cause birth rates to plummet. It's somewhat counterintuitive. When a society is under stress, birth rates increase. So if you look at, say, ancient Rome, the birth rates were super high when they were fighting the Carthaginians, and Rome's very life was at stake. Birth rates were all-time high. After they defeated Carthage and ruled the Mediterranean, the birth rates plummeted. And to such a degree that Julius Caesar even tried to pass laws like in 50 BC or something like that to give an incentive for any Roman citizen that would have a second or third child. So they were having birth rate issues in 50 BC, which is pretty wild. And that was also true of really basically every civilization throughout history. So it's how do you avoid this birth rate collapse?
Who do you look up to the most?
The creator.
What's your current position on God?
God is the creator.
You don't believe in God, though, do you?
I believe this universe came from something. People have different labels.
The point is, humanity is always in a crisis. All of life is a struggle. Steve Bannon asks, why do you call certain shows an emergency broadcast and not others? Well, when stuff's particularly dangerous, I do, but it's all an emergency broadcast. Life is an emergency. I mean, look at all of the incredible things going on around you. You think this is a joke? You think this is just popped up out of nowhere? This is a massive test. And people know when they're under attack and barely hanging on, they're creating the best innovations. They're having the most passionate sex. That's between a man and a woman married. They are doing the greatest things because they understand the species is under threat. We are a compendium of everybody that came before us. What's happening now in the future? We are time traveling. We think of it as slow, the way biology grows, the way a tree grows, the way anything happens. No. That's just because in your perspective, you're only here at this third dimension for a moment. So it looks like it's slow. It's actually incredibly fast, and it's beautiful. And you are all of that that came before you and all of that going forward. There is no past. There is no present. There is no future. There is one timeless moment. And you're taught you're crap. You don't have free will. You're a nobody. That's the greatest lie ever. Everything you see, all this incredible technology, the jet aircraft, the AI, all of it, that came out of us. So you shouldn't be on some arrogant power trip like a leftist or a Somali and just sit back and, oh, I'm so great. No, you're part of something infinite. And you need to have that completion, that satisfaction. Not pride, but a feeling of I've done what I'm supposed to do. It's timeless. And it's that feeling that is being in the presence of God. And then all the things that oppose that, it's not a job to fight that. That's what you're supposed to do. But you've got to take it in your hands. You've got to realize the larger mission until you're truly alive. And then you'll be so empowered. Now, I got a lot of news I want to hit on a bunch of other subjects. But we can't take this tyranny of the EU lightly. Because Communist China is manipulating our media and trying to cause race wars and buying up politicians, and it's a big problem. And, you know, Israel's got its issues with what it wants, but that, you know, the system wants us to focus on that, because if you do that, they win. But we've got to pull back and look globally at the cashless society and the systems of control and the people that are running it and what they want. And they want an end of competition, because it's that competition that animates you. It's that competition that empowers you. It's like lifting weights or jogging. You get in better shape. You have to have that. And that's what spurs us to thrive. I've got 4 children. I envy Elon with his 15 or God knows how many. Yes, is Elon a good guy, bad guy? Well, he's sure pro-human on that front. He sure got a drive to do that. At the end of the day, you got to judge a tree by its fruits. And so my question to all of you is, have you given up? Why aren't you having children? We'll be right back. Stay with us. For me, with everything going on, the big takeaway is the world is in a fourth turning, a mega change. The globalists know that. Their plan is failing. And just because we're opposing them doesn't mean things aren't going to derail and get really, really nasty. It just means coming out of all these crises, we have a shot of building a civilization and having some civilization survive, and then rebooting it and building something even better going into a new golden era. Anyone in general not rooting for Trump and his economic plans is insane. And for the left, not distributed around the world, that want economic collapse, believing they're going to bring in their new socialist utopia or communist utopia on its ashes, in all the actuaries and all the futurist studies and all the Rand Corporation analysis and my own, and there's really nobody, including the establishment, that thinks you're going to get your New World Order, transhumanist, you know, communist, Great Reset now. That's what everyone's rebelling against. That's the old system that they were trying to push as the new system. But just because that's falling apart, again, doesn't mean that we're out of the woods. And I came across articles today talking about rich enclaves in the United States, and there's others around the world, where the ultra-rich don't want to be next to a big city. They don't want to be next to the glitz and glamour. There's mass exoduses to rural areas where they're building armored redoubts where you'll have 20 to 30 to 40 rich people, and I mean people building $40 million houses and bunkers, ahead of what's happening. And then there's even more ultra-rich that have all sorts of hidden facilities in the middle of nowhere. And the ultra-rich have giant fleets of yachts and flotillas where you've got a lot of these Google billionaires will have a line of 6-7 ships, some that are just massive. And they own private islands in the South Pacific, but then they also know things are so dangerous. They're ready to flee there. So that acceleration of people running for the hills and building their bunkers has been going on for a long time, but it's just peaking and peaking and peaking is a big deal. So when you got signs like that, it gives you a little bit of an idea of what we're navigating here. Yeah, here he is this year warning of Terminator-style apocalypse. Oh, well. You can go back to 2005-06 where I did reports on that, but now this information is everywhere. And like I've said to Zuckerberg on air and in other ways in the last few years, I said, you better come and join us. You better stop attacking us from behind. If you think you're going to be safe in that armored fortress you've built there in Kauai, think again. I'm not threatening you. I can tell you I love Kauai. I've been there many times. The last few times I went, I cannot go to a store, to the beach, anywhere, or go on a fishing trip without everybody telling me how they can't wait till things collapse to come get you. I mean, the villagers practically have their torches lit. Well, Zuckerberg's got escape yachts as well, and reportedly an escape submarine and underground deal. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. The point is, guys, that's not going to protect you long-term if stuff collapses. What's going to protect you is getting out of what you're doing and helping turn civilization and society around, okay? And if you think during a total collapse in a few weeks or a few months into it that your security detail isn't going to turn on you, that's a whole other thing.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And the colors of the sea bind your eyes with trembling mermaids, and you touch the distant beaches with tales of brave Ulysses, how his naked ears were tortured by the sirens sweetly singing, for the sparkling waves are calling you to kiss the white lace.
Say something about the EU's attack on Elon Musk and the fact that Hillary Clinton and the globalists are all behind it. We'll play some clips of that. Trump shouldn't just speak out against this, which he hasn't done yet. J.D. Vance has. He should make a huge deal about it. Because America is waking up to its sovereignty being attacked. And the Somali issue is small, but it's a place of people waking up, so it's important. Compared to the EU and BlackRock and the globalists and the economic warfare they're engaged in against our cities, states, counties, against our economic systems where they come in and try to dictate with their 80%+ control of world assets, all the political activity where you live. Texas just won major cases a few months ago with BlackRock saying you have to divest all oil and gas in Texas. We went and sued them, said it's racketeering, they lost. So any special interest, communist China, Russia, the EU, Israel, any of these. But BlackRock is bigger. It's just the holding company. It's really Vanguard, State Street. It's all the same group. 87% control of world assets through fraud. You want to address that. You want to address the ESG. You want to address those systems. So I saw this analyst, he's dead on, about EU slaps X $140 million fine. And I want to dovetail it with Professor Jonathan Turley, who's a liberal, by the way, exposing how Hillary is behind so much of the censorship with the EU. But that's what's happening, and Trump should address it head on. Head on. And then it rallies Americans. It doesn't just stop the tyranny. It rallies us to realize we're under attack from outside interests, as Victor Boot said. And the same interests attacking Russia are the same ones attacking us. You heard Booty's very influential in Russia. You heard him explaining how communism was put on them by British intelligence. They put Lenin in. All of it. The Russians know this stuff, folks. They have really begun major reforms more than us. That's why there's general Hollywood leftist hate for Russia, because they figured it out. And it's a model for what we should do. Hell yeah, we're not going to let NATO drag us into full war. Praise God Trump's doing this. This is exciting. And Elon Musk is a champion in this fight is under attack. And if you don't rally to his support, you're not supporting yourself, because they got to get through him to get to you and I and silence us. Here's the clips.
The European Union just made a catastrophic mistake. They just ignited a war they can't possibly win. They launched the first strike, and now both the Trump administration and Elon Musk are together firing back, and nothing less than the future of the EU. The European Commission, led by ultra-globalist liberals, just announced that they are fining Elon Musk's ex, formerly known as Twitter, 120 million euros for violating their Digital Services Act, which is the EU's sweeping new law designed to regulate the internet, big tech, and censor populist voices. They say X's blue check checkmark is deceptive, that their advertising database lacks transparency, and that researchers can't access public data, yada, yada, yada. But here's the truth. Here's what's really happening. X is now the number one news app in every single European Union country. Every single one. Austria, Belgium, Bulgaria, Croatia, Cyprus, Denmark, Estonia, Finland, France, Germany. We could go on and on and on. All 27 EU nations now get their news from X more than any other platform. And of course, what that therefore means is that every day, tens of millions of Europeans are bypassing the EU's propaganda machine and getting unfiltered news directly from X. The European Commission can't control the narrative anymore. And that's why they're panicking, and for good reason. I mean, take a look at the latest polls coming out of Germany. The German Patriot Party, their MAGA party, it's known as the AfD, the Alternative for Deutschland, they're polling in first place with 26% of the vote. They're consistently polling above the CDU, the Christian Democrat Union, which was Angela Merkel's party. That's the party that's been in power virtually every single decade since the end of the war. The Nationalist Populist, AfD, is so popular that German authorities are actively attempting to ban the party. I kid you not. German lawmakers have been using what they call extremist classification and domestic intelligence operations to try to get the AfD completely banned from German politics. And as it turns out, that's the standard. That's the default playbook for the bullies in Brussels as well. It's no coincidence that populist parties are surging all throughout the continent at the same time X is the single most popular source for news among Europeans. The two go hand in hand. The rise of alt media and alt politics, as we see with the alt for Germany, right? The AfD, they are reciprocal risings. And so the very same suppressive tactics we're seeing in Berlin are being duplicated by the bullies in Brussels with this punitive fine. And the Trump administration, they aren't having any of it. Secretary of State Marco Rubio did not hold back. He posted on X, quote, the European Commission's $140 million fine isn't just an attack on X. It's an attack on all American tech platforms and the American people by foreign governments. The days of censoring Americans online are over. And then the Trump administration did something unprecedented. Within 24 hours, the State Department issued a directive to every U.S. embassy and consulate worldwide. I kid you not, this is stunning. Deny visas to anyone who works in fact-checking capacities, content moderation, trust and safety, or combating misinformation, that quote-unquote misinformation. That's right. I mean, if you've ever worked to censor speech online, you are now officially banned from entering the United States. I mean, this is huge. The directive specifically targets H-1B visa applicants and instructs consular officers to examine LinkedIn profiles, work histories, and media mentions for evidence of censorship activities. A State Department spokesperson was crystal clear. We do not support aliens coming to the United States to work as censors muzzling Americans. And that's nothing. And I mean nothing compared to Elon Musk's response. Elon has officially gone full nuclear.
But you have to go full nuclear here. And when I said Trump hasn't done anything yet, I mean himself hasn't made a statement. But here's what just happened. The U.S. State Department just put a sanction on to globalist EU censors that we know Biden front-loaded with billions of dollars of censorship money that are attacking this country and the administration. That is real action. Because Trump can't get action out of the DOJ and the FBI. The culture is just too candy-ass, too cowardly, too traitorous. But with his executive power, he can get a lot done. And this is criminal. And we hear all day about how evil Russia is because it's censoring this and that. On the scale of censorship, I've looked at the numbers, it's like a 1 compared to Germany or the UK is a 10. I mean, Germany and UK censor as bad as China or North Korea. I mean, they're the heavyweight champions of all this stuff. So they can't sit around. And look, hey, Russia's its own country. Make it freer or whatever. But don't use as a litmus test, oh, they're bad, let's go to war with them because they do this. And then you're 10 times worse. It's like it doesn't hold water. And so, yeah, it's a big deal. The Trump administration just put sanctions on fact checkers, censors, Ministry of Truth, anybody that works for it. And these people are all back and forth. Just like Victor Boots said last hour, if you look it up, Obama, when Trump got reelected, moved their CIA operations with Brennan to London, and they're all quarterbacking this against us. Because of a special relationship with the UK after World War II and our intelligence. And everybody obsesses on Israel, and that's fine. I'm not taking away from that fetish, and we got big problems with Israel. Israel doesn't get unfettered access to all U.S. intelligence. One country does, the U.K. That means all your phone calls, all your email, live time. I mean, they've got it all, folks. But it's not fashionable to talk about that. You just talk about Israel all day. That's retarded. You can be against bad stuff Israel's doing and not want undue influence and block it, which we do, but also know about China and the UK and the EU. I mean, these are other big players, folks. And sure, the Israel lobby and all that's hooked into all the Rothschilds at the British level. So maybe, okay, but see, we're kind of above Israel up to the higher floor of management here. So if you need to make it Jewish to care about it, okay, yeah, there's a huge Jewish control up at the top of it. There. Now, can we deal with the British intelligence police a little bit? But it's even bigger than that. It's the British Empire, folks. Didn't just go away. It's corporate. So the good news is the Great Awakening's here. And there's no putting this genie back in the bottle. And I didn't ask Victor Boot when he was talking. I almost did, wrote a note, but forgot to get to it. I said, have you read Carol Quigley's Strategy and Hope, 1,100 pages long? Head of Georgetown Political Science, Bill Clinton's mentor? Because he wouldn't know all that stuff if he hadn't read that. I know Alexander Solzhenitsyn wrote about it too, but everything Boot said was true. Because I already know it. Up one side and down the other. And it was like, watching him, I was kind of like dizzy a few times. I'm like, it's like I'm talking to myself. But it's not that he's even listening to me, which he's been doing for a long time. He already knows all this stuff. My point is that we have the enemy plans. We can beat this thing. But we got to get serious. And listen, the Tim Pool, Candace Owen fights, very cute. And you spend all, but it's a tar baby. Obviously, I don't believe the official story of Charlie Kirk. It's a giant fiasco. But the left stood to gain the most from it, and now it's tearing apart the Republican Party. I can sit back and look at the results of it and say, hey, question it all day. Do whatever you need to. I'm not putting down anybody that does that. But I'm not going to spend half my time or more on the latest soap opera fights between people. I'm not going to do it. Because when we cover real issues, we're able to move the needle in government and in corporations and life. But if you're busy all day, like callers call in and they'll attack Israel. And they'll say it like with bated breath, like they're about to get censored. Like, no, you're not getting censored. Nope. No. It's the most popular thing now to bash Israel. It's the safest thing to do. And Israel's fabulously corrupt and manipulative and deceptive, like all these other systems. So see, when I approach the different arms of the Jewish lobby is and mafia, I don't do it from hate. I do it from like a scientist just addressing something that's going on. And that disarms the, oh, you're just persecuting us because we're Jewish. Most Jews aren't involved in all this. And I bring up the Jew thing because I've been under 31 years, and early on it was all like, you got to say Catholics run it all, and Catholics are inherently bad, and Catholics are this. I was like, Catholics are diverse, and yeah, the globalists have taken over a lot of the Catholic Church, but you know, I'm not going to sit. You have to like play this game where you have to connect it to a Catholic. Well, this guy is a Catholic, and this one's what? So the whole conspiracy is a Catholic. It's a diversion. How about we just oppose bad policies? How about we just expose the cashless society? How about we stand for the family? And then it's about policy, and now you can unify people of every race, color, creed, religion around that instead of the infighting that goes on. And I'm not saying don't criticize the Vatican. God knows I do. But I don't blame Catholics for that. Just like I don't blame Chinese for their Communist Party leadership. And that's all I'm saying is when we have a disproportionate coverage of one thing, and when I come out and point out what China's doing or the EU or NATO, I see the constant comments. Oh, why are you covering up for this? It's not covering something up. Like if I go to the grocery store and I get a thing of carrots, but also, you know, buy a bunch of other stuff. Or maybe one time I go to the grocery store, I don't buy carrots. I'm not against carrots. Today, I wasn't going to the store to get carrots. There's more in the store than carrots. And you got to get the big view and the big understanding and the larger system. That's how we change things. That's how we fix things. But here's Jonathan Turley, respected law professor, explaining just how some of the censorship works. So when you know it's coming after Elon to get through him to get to you, know where it's coming from. Here it is.
Free speech is in a free fall in Europe. There are two anti-free speech movements that have coalesced. Mm-hmm. One is in Europe, where it has laid waste to free speech. Germany, France, England. Free speech has been eviscerated. And also places like Canada. The U.S. anti-free speech movement began in higher education, then metastasized throughout the government. But this has all reached our shores now. The Berlin World Forum followed the remarks of Vice President Vance on free speech, and the EU was red hot. They gathered in Berlin, and it was the most anti free speech gathering I've ever been part of. There's only two of us from the free speech community. And they are committed. And, you know, Hillary Clinton was there, and she really fueled the anger. I mean, she, when Twitter was purchased by Elon Musk, she called on the EU to use the infamous Digital Services Act, which is one of the most anti-free speech pieces of legislation in decades. And she called upon the EU to use the DSA to force the censorship of American citizens, force people like Musk to censor. It's an extraordinary act by someone who was once a presidential candidate in the United States. But they are committed to it. And after the World Forum, they further globalized this effort, and they are threatening companies like X with ruinous fines unless they resume censoring American citizens.
So foreign, tyrannical, unelected powers are trying to censor your speech. Are you upset? We want Trump to make it a major issue. I want you to make it a major issue. This is so simple. And it teaches us to get behind our sovereignty and stand up for ourselves and our territorialism about our basic freedom. Because if you don't have speech, you don't have anything. I know most of you know this, but we need to get more upset about this. And that's why it's very healthy to say Somalia is a crap hole culture. It's a whole dozens of little countries all fighting with each other. And the ruling main Islamic slave master pirate group that Elon comes from is super elitist. They don't even say they're black. They say they're Arab. They look down on black people. Call their bluff. And it's good to get Americans to stop being afraid to say, no, our culture is superior. Our science is superior. No, the Somalis didn't discover Minnesota 3,000 years ago. No, you didn't create the Saturn rocket. Because when people sit there and tell you that, I mean, look at this article. It's all in the national news yesterday. Woke leftists call paint companies color of the year racist. Pantone put out Cloud Dancer, kind of an off-white pink. They said, well, because it's white, it's racist. Remember the left years ago saying milk is racist, it's white. This is insane, folks. It's just all about don't identify anything that's real or how all our rights are being taken in a cashless society takeover and third world invasion. No, milk is racist. The color white is racist. Like, why'd you pick a pink? If they picked green, would they have said because it's Martian propaganda? I mean, again, this is flooding the zone with disinformation. So it's very healthy to have Trump come out and double down, not apologize to Ilhan Omar. All she does is talk. She doesn't just bitch. She talks about how evil America is constantly, but America saved her ass. So let's go to President Trump talking about that. And then I want to go to something the left doesn't like. Local Fox, ICE carrying out massive raids in Minnesota. Here it is.
Do we have any individuals from Somalia in the group? Please raise your hand. That's for Minnesota, you know. That's called the Great Big Minnesota Scam with one of the dumbest governors ever in history.
Not dumb, it's on purpose. It's Chi-Com Asia.
I love this Ilhan Omar, whatever the hell her name is, with the little ching, the little turban. I love her. She comes in, does nothing but bitch. She's always complaining. She comes from a country where, I mean, it's considered about the worst country in the world, right? They have no military. They have no nothing. They have no parliament. They don't know what the hell the word parliament means. They have nothing. They have no police. They police themselves. They kill each other all the time. I love it. She comes to our country, and she's always complaining about the Constitution allows me to do this. We ought to get her the hell out. She married her brother in order to get in, right? She married her brother. Can you imagine if Donald Trump married his sister? Beautiful. She's a beautiful person. If I married my sister to get my citizenship, do you think I'd last for about 2 hours, or would it be something less than that? She married her brother to get in. Therefore, she's here illegally. She should get the hell out. Throw the hell out. She does nothing but complain.
Save her
So now, and we have our savior in this room. His name is Secretary.
Shields up and guns drawn, Ring surveillance video shows more than a dozen armed federal agents descending on a Burnsville home on Saturday. A woman who lives there tells Fox 9 multiple Latino people who rent rooms there were arrested by ICE after being followed home from the store. A portion of the video shows one man being taken down in the driveway and another woman running inside to her child. We're told the four people taken into custody are now being held in immigration facilities out of state. That includes the parents of a seven-year-old boy.
You shouldn't be rolling around in unmarked vans. People have the right to know who's following them, and you can see there's fear in the people that are getting out of the car in that video.
Former state senator and Lakeville Mayor Matt Little is running to represent this district.
That's enough. What about the fear of 40 million illegals raping and murdering and killing everybody? What about that? The left has brought in outside organizations and groups to basically run the country. All right, Jay Dyer is loaded for bear. He's about to take over. Then in 1 hour, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, you'll have Harrison Smith of the War Room, 3 to 6 p.m. Very powerful. I didn't plug last hour because I was so busy with Victor Boot. I won't be here if I don't plug. We have amazing products. It's real simple. You want to keep us on air? You want us to thrive? You want to fight back against the globalists? Go to theoligshowshore.com right now. It's real simple. We have 40% off on the apparel, all the supplements, huge deal until Sunday. That's the end of the 12 days of Christmas. Great t-shirts, great ball caps, great hoodies, all of it. A lot of it limited edition. That funds our operation. Thealexjonesstore.com. I want to commend and thank all of you for your past support. We've got a lot of great new products in the store that you definitely want to check out. Look into Ultra DNA Revival, amazing. Look into the highest quality creatine gummies. Each gummy is 5 milligrams of creatine in the daily allowance. This is the best type of creatine. They have a limited run supply of that. I told you they have a limited run supply of Methylene Red. They had a small supply come in. They already sold out again. They got 3,000 bottles. So it's hard to make this stuff. But the point is, a lot of this is selling out. If you haven't had Ultra Methylene Blue, get yours now. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And it's a great gift for yourself and your family. Ultra Methylene Blue, the liquid and the capsules available right now. 40% off at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas, InfoWarriors. Wow, it's 40% off store-wide for the holidays. Just look at these shirts. They would make a great gift for family and friends. You elves are doing a great job. These look wonderful.
Thank you, Santa.
Rudolph, with such great prices, what do you want me to get for you?
I love the Sea Moss gummies.
Christmas with Alex and crew. A cocoa and a coffee brew. All the presents under the tree. Everyone happy and full of glee. Frosty, Santa, Rudolph, and more. Give a gift from the Alex Jones Store.
Make a friend happy, smiles ear to ear. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
In the heart of Texas, where the wild coyotes roam, stood the Alex Jones Store, his merry home. The shelves were stacked high with Shilajit, turmeric, bovine colostrum, too. And he was always stocked high with depression, methylene blue. But up on Mount Microchest lived the Grinchiest Grinch that ever was cast. And he stuffed all the supplements in his bag with glee. He took Methylene Blue, Red, Ultimate Life Force, and the Shilajit. In the morning, Alex appeared with a shout. The Globalist Grinch just robbed my Christmas shop. To be continued.
Wake up, folks! Spread this message! The globalist machine is tightening the chains, and they're after your freedoms.
The Podesta plan is in operation.
Don't worry, it's safe and effective.
Don't you just love my GMO potatoes?
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth is unfolding before our very eyes. We must question everything.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.